Morgan, this is Charlie Tenney coming back at you for another 60 minutes in the radio. Now, this radio station is always on the lookout for a disc jockey who can capture your imagination, stimulate your intellect, captivate your fancy, and rivet your attention. And so, while this search continues... Charlie Tenney and the Gypsy. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another famous fable, radio serial, all the gossip on People Talk, and a telephone poll. A special famous fable, by the way, today is some help from our fellow staff members here in the studio. Here's a brand new one from Supertramp. Guess what? It's raining again. Supertramp. It's raining again. Well, Timex, the people who brought you the watch that keeps on ticking, is now taking a bite out of the computer market. The Timex Sinclair 1000, billed as the world's cheapest computer, retails for $99.95. Sales are so good, says the spokesman, the company is turning out one computer every 10 seconds, and production is still not caught up with demand. During a recent advertising blitz for the Timex Sinclair, Timex operators were flooded with more than 5,000 phone calls per hour. But will it operate underwater? Charlie Tuna. Today's advanced society demands more educated people. Many of you may not realize the need for education in today's military, but you can increase your education through the Servicemen's Opportunities Colleges Program. SOC, SOC for short. SOC was established in 1973 to help you earn a degree while on active duty. You can get a high school diploma or a degree in college. SOC helps you get maximum credits for educational experiences and training obtained during your enlistment. Find out what your educational benefits are under SOC. Talk to your education advisor today. Time now for boys and girls of all ages to gather around their radios for another famous fable. Once upon a time, as the Viking warship steadily slipped into the unsuspecting Saxon seaside village, Tuna, the chieftain, rose and addressed his followers. "Now, men," he bellowed, "our plan is to burn the village.
Hooray!
Kill all the men.
Hooray!
Assault all the women.
Hooray!
And men,
hooray!
For God's sakes, get it right this time." Nicolette Larson. It's going to take a lot of love here with Charlie Tennis. Probably going to take a lot of phone calls at our next telephone poll. That's because our question revolves around something very fundamental and very basic when it comes to our future, the education system. Should computers or computer training be made part of the compulsory education program for high school students before they can graduate? What are your thoughts? Here's Donald Fagan.
Everyone,
what a beautiful world this will be. What a glorious time to be.
Walt Fagan and Charlie Tuna and IGY. Well, Dennis probably won't like it, but there's a new chewing gum called Big Tooth, and the package is shaped like a giant molar. Tops Incorporated, which manufactures the gum, also has an orange juice flavored bubble gum in tiny beverage cartons for the sweet tooths.
Charlie Tuna!
You know, there's always someone to check over what you do. Even in the designing of the seal of the United States, decisions were checked and rechecked. When Charles Thompson, Secretary of Congress, received the design for the original seal, he passed it on to William Barton of Philadelphia. Barton suggested changes that were accepted by Thompson. Thompson had suggested changes that were accepted by the committees appointed by Congress. Then Thompson drew up a report to Congress, basing it on Barton's recommendations. He submitted his report on June 20th, 1782. Congress approved it that day. It was 6 years after the original committee for designing the seal had been appointed. This design became the seal of the United States, our nation's symbol of democracy. Charlie Tuna now set to take our telephone poll, and today's topic centers around computers. Should they be compulsory education in our high schools? Telephone poll.
I'm an educator, and I say no to computers. Children have to learn to read and write and deal with daily life. Not everyone's going to go into computers. Not everyone's going to go to college. And there are many professions in this world that are vocationally oriented, and people do not need computers, and we are just wasting these children's time. And it's just like new math and every other gimmick that comes along. It's a way of people making money for the school system.
Thank you. Telephone poll.
I'm a teacher myself, and I do think they should keep some sort of program in for computer science, and I've worked with computers before myself, but they should not cut the arts or any other programs, because children need to be completely well-rounded human beings, not just specializing in computers.
Thank you. Telephone poll.
Yeah, I still have to stress the basics, because I've seen a lot of, like, teenagers, and if they don't have a computer cash register in front of them, they can't count.
All right. Telephone poll.
Yes, if that's where we're going as far as technology, we got to do it. We could replace three R's with the three B's, bits, bytes, and binary.
Telephone poll.
I say no on this thing. You know, the kids' curriculum is drastically been altered over the years, and it seems to get worse and worse. They could train them for a computer, but to give it a mandatory, that should be something that's by choice.
All right. Telephone poll.
Computers and kids, they just go together. There's an article in the recent November Omni on this exact subject. We really have to train these kids. It's important to our future and theirs, too.
Telephone poll.
Yes, I think it should be required, but we need to at least just get started on a plan, because that's a heavy economic burden for the school system when you think of something that big.
Thank you. Telephone poll.
I honestly think that basic education is much more of, should be much more of a priority, because unless you can add, subtract, multiply, divide, and read and write, a computer's not going to do you any good at all.
All right. Telephone poll.
Yes, I think it should be yes. I happen to know for example, I used to go to Eagle Rock High School, and there used to be an electric shop teacher who brought in some computers, and seventh graders were learning how to, learn how to completely program a whole set onto a computer, and there used to be a learning disability group there, and these kids all learned how to work on a computer and became a lot smarter by using a computer. I think it would be a good thing.
Thank you. Telephone poll.
Hi, I vote yes. I'm presently a high school math teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I feel our education has to change to meet our needs.
Thank you. dreams I have. We're gonna rock this town, think of screen and shout.
Straight cats. Almost vintage 50s rock and roll, doesn't it? In the 80s, and rock this town. It's Charlie Tuna. Let's take some more calls here in a telephone poll. Getting quite a response on this. Telephone poll.
Hi, Charlie. I think people would have to have their head stuck in the sand not to see that computers are going to be very critical, not just to the workplace, but to any environment with which a child is going to grow into. And I don't think it's going to detract from learning human interaction skills, because it's not as though computer technology is all they learn in school. I think those things can be incorporated into the educational system.
Telephone poll.
Hi, Charlie. I think it should be a requirement, being that a few years down the road, they're going to have to know how to run these computers to run their house.
All right. Telephone poll.
Yes, Charlie. I work at a community college computer lab, and although I believe that computers are the way of the future, the first thing we have to teach our children is how to read.
See my life before me, running rings around the way it used to be. I am older now, I have more than what I wanted, but I wish that I had started long before I did. And there's so much time to make up everywhere you turn.
Stills and Nash, Wasted on the Way. Might say something nice about that song, but I don't want to waste any more time right now.
Charlie Tuna!
not Chicago. And why put off until tomorrow? What you can do today. Love me tomorrow. Don't join the Procrastinators Club. Here's the Boston-based Cars and My Best Friend's Girl.
Always dancing down the street with his way through the eyes. Every new boy that you meet doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again
when she's dancing beneath the starry sky.
I'm Charlie Tuna to bring you this important message. Would Air Force Sergeant Katie Higginbotham please contact his duty section as soon as possible? Once again, Sergeant Katie Higginbotham, please contact your duty section as soon as possible.
We're still some 2 years away, but ABC Sports is already going for the gold. The network says 75% of the commercial time for the 1984 games is already sold. In all, ABC hopes to bring in more than $600 million, an Olympic effort in itself.
Charlie Tuna!
If you want to pursue a college education, but 4 years is too long, check into CLEP, C-L-E-P. CLEP is the College Level Examination Program, a way to get college credit before you attend college and reduce the amount of time you spend in school. All you do is take tests under the CLEP program, and depending on the results, units will be awarded. The college you plan to attend will tell you in advance which units will be accepted. For more about the College Level Examination Program, drop by your education office. And now, another Charlie Tuna radio serial.
If you're having trouble in school, we all know that there's one office you can go to that is a haven. And there's one person in that office who is always willing to help you out of trouble. That's the guidance counselor.
Come in, Sandy. Sit down, sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Don't crush your legs. How's everything going, Sandy?
Bob, I would say pretty well, sir. Thank you. Pretty well.
Not quite as well as you might expect, young fella. Mr. Terhune, your homeroom teacher, and myself have been looking over your battery tests and your SITs, and frankly, we're a little bit disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry to...
Oh, don't talk until I finish. frankly, we thought that you'd be doing a heck of a lot better than you are by now.
Yes.
You got certain problems?
Problems. Sir, I'm very glad that you brought that up, because I might have been embarrassed in your presence to do that. But the fact that you mentioned it makes me feel free.
Get on with it.
Yes. Yes, sir, yes. The problem basically is, if I may say so, is that I am not happy with my schedule, sir. I am not happy in cooking. And I do not care at all for typing and shorthand. I just don't like them. And
well, Sandy, I suppose all of us have tasks at one time in our life or other that don't make us completely happy.
Yes, I know.
Besides, we're here to discuss your future, not your happiness. They are indeed two different things.
Yes.
Now, Sandy, everything in life... Uncross your legs. Everything in life... Everything in life is a means to an end, so to speak.
Yeah,
now,
yes,
now, what are your particular goals?
Well, I would say that at this point in my human development, as a functioning human who is developing, I am not that certain of what one might call one's final goals. Mm-hmm. But I know I don't want to be a Girl Friday. I know that.
Now, Sandy, look at me. I'm a man of good humor. Sandy, I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
I enjoy a joke as well as the next person.
I can tell that, sir, yes.
Now, Sandy, Miss Cook, your sewing teacher, has been complaining repeatedly about the quality of your work. And Miss Green, your cooking teacher, tells me if all the pupils in the class had your attitude, she wouldn't be able to teach anything at all. Now, would she?
No.
Well, would she?
No, she wouldn't.
Well, tell me she wouldn't.
She wouldn't, sir.
Of course she wouldn't. Now, Sandy, I'm glad we were able to sit down man to man and thrash this out, because I don't like to keep you late after class.
Well, it is near midnight, sir. And my folks are expecting me home for dinner, that's all.
I've missed a good number of dinners myself, young fellow.
I know you have, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's one of the things we talk about. If you're ever in trouble, go to him, because he understands. He's on your side.
Yes, I do, sir.
Yes, you do. You certainly do, sir.
I try to understand you.
I know you do.
Do you appreciate the fact that I try to understand you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Why don't you tell me that
I appreciate the fact.
Well, let me hear it, Sandy.
I thank you for helping.
All right. Well, now, what steps are you going to take to try to remedy this faulty attitude of yours?
I'll make you a casserole.
Stay tuned and don't miss the next radio serial.
I've got to know where I stand. I've just got to know where I am with you.
So here's a for your thoughts, a nickel for a kiss, a dime if you tell me that you love me. Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for a kiss, a dime if you tell me that you love me.
Walking, holding hands, you say you're mine, all mine. Then soon another face steals your eyes away. Just a guessing game, and I can't help feeling you. Love shouldn't be so confused.
So here's a penny for your thoughts, a nickel for a kiss, a dime if you tell me that you love me. Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for a kiss, a dime if you tell me that you love me.
Love to talk, they say you're using me, though face to face you swear I'm the only one. If I had a crystal ball, I would gaze into
my ship was sinking if you're leaving me behind.
Charlie Tuna. Now, here's a guy, matter of fact, a couple of guys who make more than just a penny for their thoughts. Put their 2 cents worth in. Here's Kenny Loggins with Steve Perry. Don't fight it.
Long enough bound to find. Moonshine will make a man go blind. Never can tell what the rules will do. But the house will wind up feeling so fine.
Don't fight it.
Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry, and don't fight it.